Thank you for joining us today. This is our podcast, a conversation with industry icons. And today we have with us Jody Davis. Jody is the Chief Philanthropic Officer for Sutter Health in California and is an exceptional fine person. Jody, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Sure, Eddie. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Jody, I'm going to ask you three questions. And the first question is, you know, basically, what is your background? How did you get to where you are today?
Sure. Well, I hesitate to tell you the years, but I started in healthcare about 40 years ago. And I know that because I'm celebrating my 40th wedding anniversary this year. So,
congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. You know, I like to say that philanthropy found me. I had parents that modeled giving back, so I was really raised with that. I've worked primarily in healthcare my entire career. I did take an 11-year stint to do work with a variety of organizations, which really was a gift because I worked with large universities, small charities, and got a taste of all different types of philanthropy. But I've been with Sutter Health now for the last 11 years and just really honored to serve as the Chief Philanthropy Officer.
You've done a great job for them. They're fortunate to have you. When you look back at your career, what are the biggest lessons you've learned?
Well, I've learned a lot, I have to say. And if I were to boil it down and think about where I've learned the most or how I've learned the most is by staying curious.
Yes.
I believe that, you know, life is just so much more enjoyable and people and situations are more interesting when we stay curious and in a learning mindset. And I think about how that applies to not only donors, but our philanthropy professionals, you know, our philanthropy family. And it's so easy to assume that we know what someone else is thinking or what they value. And I find in most cases, what I'm thinking is not accurate. So just really staying curious, asking a lot of questions. I've also learned from a lot of smart people, you being one of them, Eddie.
Thank you.
You've taught me a lot about strategic donors and the importance of that group and what they're looking for. I've learned a lot from Leanne Kaiser Carlson, who developed a generosity deck. And one of my favorite questions from that generosity deck, it's kind of my go-to, if you will, is to ask someone, what's been your most meaningful giving experience, the most fulfilling, and what's been the least satisfying?
Wow.
And I actually asked a new board member that the other day, and she doesn't have a history of giving. First thing she told me is, you know, I'm not really a donor. I don't give a lot. And I asked her that question, you know, what's been the most, you know, when you have given, what's been the most fulfilling experience? And she paused and she said, wow, no one's ever asked me that. And she went on to describe a really meaningful gift that she made to her church and why it was important to her. And, you know, this is somebody who's very philanthropic, but did not represent herself that way. So I think just having those, you know, go-to questions, if you will, has really helped me stay curious. And then the same with, you know, our philanthropy team, our family, building that team and staying curious about what motivates people. I think if we've learned anything in this last year, keeping our team engaged is just as important as keeping our donors engaged. So staying curious with them too.
Yes. Well, I want to ask the naughty question. And what is the biggest mistake you've made professionally, and what did you learn from it?
Well, I've made a lot of mistakes. I'll be the first to admit that. And I try to learn from all my mistakes. And if I were to boil it down, I guess it's kind of a combination and they're related. It has to do with lack of clarity and not really listening. So it may go hand in hand, right?
Yes.
So to take the time to really listen to what people value, what they want. I can't tell you, I hate to admit, the number of proposals that I've prepared for donors that completely missed the mark, because I was more concerned about, you know, our needs and our campaigns versus, you know, going back to what I've learned, being curious and really listening to what a donor is looking for. Holding on to donors too long when their desires don't meet our goals or our vision, that's a mistake, I think, that's easy to make.
It is.
And I think something that's been hard that I've learned but made mistakes around is telling a donor when we can't meet their needs and resisting that pressure to help them just to meet a goal. But, you know, that clarity for me has just come, I have to say, with age and just noting that, you know, when you are super clear with people, it's so much easier, and really helping donors be clear about what their needs and desires are, and then being clear with them what our needs and values and mission and how we make that connection for them, or we don't. And if we don't, that's okay too. And then when I think about our staff and, you know, what we've been through in the last year, clarity has been so important with all the uncertainty. And I've tried really hard to provide clarity when I can. And when I can't, just be really clear that I don't have an answer. But when I do, I will let you know. And spending time, you know, reminding people why philanthropy exists at Sutter Health, why it's more important than ever right now. Spending time with providing clarity around our culture and how we behave as philanthropy professionals. That's just as important to me as exceptional metrics, a healthy culture, and communicating that clarity. Well, those are some of my thoughts around mistakes.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, when you're ticking them off, I'm thinking about how many of those I've made and more. It's kind of, you know, I guess it is. It has, it's relevant based upon age to some degree. But would you do me a favor? I want you to tick off those three questions that Leanne has shared with you. Those are great questions.
You know, she has a series in their generosity deck, and they're wonderful. But my favorites, one, what's been the most fulfilling and rewarding giving experience that you've ever had? Two, what's been the least satisfying experience? And you learn so much from those two.
Well, yeah.
And then the third really has to do with, you know, what do you want to do with your money that will be meaningful to you? And using that word money and helping people, helping to provide that clarity for donors that sometimes they don't even have themselves.
You know, these are great questions. I appreciate you as a leader in our industry. I appreciate your wisdom. I hope you'll continue working for many years and sharing your experience. You are a gift to our industry. You're the consummate professional. And Jody, we really appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Thank you to you and your team for everything you're doing to support us and our important work. Really appreciate it.
Well, this has been Jody Davis, Chief Philanthropic Officer for Sutter Health, one of the icons in our industry. And we appreciate you taking time, Jody. We wish you all the very best. We look forward to being with you again on the next podcast.
Thanks, Eddie.